So, now, any field that I have that varies as 1 over r squared, when I take that portion, e cross h, the velocity fields, those will go as 1 over r to the fourth. The surface area of the sphere goes as 1 over r squared. So when I take the surface area times 1 over r to the fourth, that's still left me with a 1 over r squared. So that particular velocity field, cross velocity field, that term will drop out. Velocity field cross acceleration fields, the acceleration fields fall off as 1 over r. So if I take the velocity field cross the acceleration field, that goes as 1 over r cubed. Surface area is 1 over r squared, so that goes away. The only terms that are left are the acceleration fields crossed into the acceleration fields. Those guys will vary as 1 over r squared. Surface of the sphere varies as 1 over r squared. So you are left with a finite power at infinity in the from the acceleration fields. So the acceleration fields are the ones that matter. Okay, so what have we done? We've written up a formula for a single point charge, electric field, magnetic field for a single relativistic point charge. We've got a formula leaning on Weckhardt potentials, scalar potential, and vector potential. One thing that we should also do is allow, well, I won't demonstrate this, but I'll just write this up. Consider extended distributions. So for an extended distribution. Okay, so then we get the Jeffimenko equations.